Hezbollah is deeply rooted in Lebanon and has enjoyed strong support there. But after a devastating war with Israel this year that ended with a sweeping ceasefire agreement, resentment of the Iranian-backed fighting group is rising, even in the heart of Hezbollah country, as NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Broken glass covers the ground in front of piles of twisted rebar and collapsed concrete. On each pile is planted a yellow Hezbollah flag. That's all that remains of an entire street here in southern Lebanon, destroyed by Israeli air and drone strikes this fall.
How much work do you think? How long will it take to fix the building?
About 3-4 years.
Years?
Yeah.
Engineers are swarming this town called Nabatieh. It's a stronghold for Hezbollah, and they're assessing the damage so Hezbollah can provide them subsidies for the cost of rebuilding. Programs like this made Hezbollah popular. But after this war, engineer Sobhe Tartini says,
no money till now. No money.
Normally, Hezbollah's backer, Iran, pays for such reconstruction. But this time around, it's only pledged a fraction of what's needed so far. We don't know our next steps, an engineer named Hassan Halawani says to me. And as we talk, a furious man pushes his way to me, waving a sheaf of papers.
My name is Mustafa Saad, the hairdresser for ladies.
His salon was destroyed by Israeli strikes, he says, but he's been struggling to get enough documentation for Hezbollah. Hezbollah always tells you we are victorious, but we ate excrement, Saad shouts, using an expletive. Who can compensate us? My shop is gone and we are victorious against Israel? We lost. What business did I have in this war? Saad continues, ignoring efforts to shush it. They, Hezbollah, dragged us into it, he declares. This rare publicly expressed anger at Hezbollah is notable. Speaking out critically about the fighting group is socially taboo in strongholds like Nabatieh. But resentment is changing that. Randa Sleem, a senior fellow at the think tank Middle East Institute, wonders whether Hezbollah and its backer Iran even have the funds to rebuild Lebanon, and whether that money...
whether that will go far enough in assuaging some of the discontent that exists in the community.
Specifically, discontent over the decision by Hezbollah to involve Lebanon in a war with Israel over Gaza, only to result in a broad ceasefire after Hezbollah's top leaders were killed and its military arsenal diminished. Sleem predicts Hezbollah's preferred candidate for president likely will lose Lebanon's presidential election in just a few weeks.
They have to work within the political system in Lebanon. They have as much as possible to make concessions.
Lina Khatib, a Middle East expert at the London-based think tank Chatham House, points out Hezbollah's military capacity has been nearly decimated by Israel. And the fall of the regime in Syria, which used to support Hezbollah with arms, means that...
it's going to be basically impossible for Hezbollah to be able to recover its military capacity. Hezbollah's currently quite suffocated in Lebanon. The Syrian border is not accessible anymore. And then it has Israel to one side and the sea to another.
But Khatib says don't count out Hezbollah just yet. Even at a shadow of its former self, it's still armed and powerful in Lebanon. And it's working hard to assure its supporters in towns like Nabatieh that it has their backs. In Nabatieh, employees of a cosmetic store are vainly trying to piece together shattered display cases. The contents of a shelled women's clothing store nearby have been blasted onto the street.
Underwear and mannequins and bras in the rubble.
Someone has scrawled defiant red graffiti on these concrete ruins. Producer Mustafa Aitani translates it for me.
لن تنالوا من عزيمتنا متمسكون بمقاومتنا. You will not take over our determination. We are grasping upon our resistance.
But standing nearby, Nabatieh resident Mohammed Bitar is skeptical. He thinks resistance is an empty concept.
Fresh juice.
He opened his juice store with money he saved working abroad for more than a decade. That's now been destroyed. Mitar tried to resist, he says, to support the people of Gaza, which Israel has been bombarding relentlessly since Hamas attacked Israel last October 7th. But in resisting, Mitar says he and all Arab people have hit a brick wall. Hezbollah, all Arabs in fact, are liars, he says. The group's former allies in Syria and Iran are cowards and they are gone. And with that, he says, he feels abandoned too. Emily Fang, NPR News, Nabatieh, Lebanon.